Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. I know it's been a while, and I want to thank you for still listening to old episodes, following me on Instagram at AlexisDeAndre33. In honor of Black History Month, I wanted to showcase the interviews that have been on Expressive Espresso. And there are going to be some changes, of course, because without growth, you know, you have to evolve or die. But until then, we have to learn from our past, right? I wanted to share some insights of some things that we could learn from our past. So starting with one of the most downloaded interviews was with Sugar and Spice Party Bus, which is here in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was off of a whim. You know, when I met her, as you're going to hear in the interview, I wanted to initially have her services, but then I just decided, hey, let me pitch to her an interview. What we can learn from what she's done to where she is now. I recently spoke with the owner, which her name is Joy. And one of the big questions I've asked during this time, well, especially last year, was how have you been able to pivot during the pandemic? Because everybody has had to do that. And so Joy's response was, yes, we have. We pivoted with home kits during the shutdown and we reopened with COVID policies in place. So then my follow-up was, has it been successful for you? And she said, yes. Yes, ma'am. Praise God, in her exact words. I think it's very interesting and very amazing how we have all had to pivot within our business. Some things that didn't actually happen last year can happen this year. So join me as we re-listen to this interview, one of the most downloaded interviews again for Flashback Friday or Feel Good Friday, whichever you prefer. Next Friday, we will have another interview. And until we meet again, as always, have a great day.
Hi, this is Joy Kennedy with Sugar and Spice Party Bus.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for doing this interview. I'm so excited about it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I reached out to you because I was planning on using your service for my oldest daughter. And your energy is what, you know, definitely got me. And the fact that this is an interesting platform. Well, this is an interesting business. Like, we always see Party Bus for adults, you know, with wine and stuff like that. But having Sugar and Spice Party Bus themed towards young girls, girls ages from 5 to 17, can you explain more about that?
The Sugar and Spice Party Bus is a party bus for girls ages 5 to 17. And it's not the traditional concept of a party bus where we pick people up and we take them around to different destinations. We actually just come to your location and the girls come on the bus stays parked, and we have a party on the bus. That's what makes it a party bus, for 90 minutes to 2 hours, and then they get off the bus. So the cool concept for the parents is all they have to do is go on the website, check out the packages, choose one, and let us know which one they want to do. Close communication with us about their daughter's party, because we customize everything down from their favorite color to their favorite songs that we'll be listening to. Outside of that, that's all the parents have to do. They don't have to worry about getting any decorations. They don't have to provide any food, any drinks, any sweets. We bring everything to you. And honestly, with the bus being parked outside, the other kids don't even need to come in your house. If they just arrive at the party and then they come on the bus, you don't even have to clean up. So we just try to make it easy for parents. And, you know, one of our little mottos is no mess, no fuss. The party stays on the bus.
Gotcha. I love that motto. What was your epiphany moment when it came to decide this business?
For this business, I have a background in elementary education. I wanted to be a teacher all my life, like for as long as I can remember. A lot of times kids change their mind about what they want to be when they grow up, but I've always wanted to be a teacher. I've always played school, and when I did, I was never a student. I was always a teacher. With that background, I always knew that I'd be doing something working with children. Now, I did teach elementary, and then I tried other careers and things like that. Part of my personal side outside of work is that I love to party. You know, I love a themed event. If you have me over right now and say, hey, you know, I'm having a pizza party at my place and we're all wearing yellow, I get really excited just to know that, hey, I'm going to wear something yellow. Everybody's going to be wearing yellow, and that's the theme. There just came a point where I decided, you know, I need to bring my passion working with children and my love of planning parties together. It just could be because I have so many kids in my family that I'm always going to birthday parties and things like that. And I see that parents have so much that they struggle with the planning process that, you know, me not having children myself, that's something that I could actually do to provide a service to parents and make it easy and make it fun and unique.
As far as with the planning process, like what is the most difficult task that you have seen that you kind of, I guess, alleviate from the parents?
I feel like right now, and maybe for the past 2 or 3 years, there has been a pressure on parents to do something different and unique every year. And I feel like a lot of this comes along with social media and reality TV shows. You watch reality TV shows and people are doing extravagant things for their child's first birthday or, you know, birthday parties in general. And there's so many different themed parties now that we never had, or I could say I never had growing up, you know, just like the gender reveal or a party just to announce that you're doing something different or whatever the case may be. I feel like the party industry has become more competitive because you can see what's on TV and then you want to keep up with that. You get your ideas from that. And now with the social media piece, you're sharing it. So if someone shares that their child had a rodeo theme, you know, the next person may feel like, well, I don't want to do that. I have to do something different. That creates pressure for parents because, you know, you can't just have the backyard hot dogs and hamburgers and ice cream party that, you know, we used to have because we didn't feel that need to share or keep up with on social media. So if you decide that 1 year you're doing a tea party theme, but the next year you're going to do a paint party theme, you're going to be out, you're going to be making lists, you're going to be on Pinterest or wherever you're going to have to get these ideas from, and you're going to be at Hobby Lobby or Walmart or wherever you shop to get all the things you need for a tea party, or you're on Amazon ordering all the things you need for a paint party, and you've just accumulated all this stuff that you aren't even using from year to year. It's changing every year. And I don't think sometimes the child wants a different thing as much as the parents want to have something different for them. So with the bus, we just have so many different party packages that I just feel like it makes it easier that you don't have to go out and buy any of these supplies or anything. I mean, some people are very hands-on, and yes, they may want to do it themselves, but I think that's great to have a service that does it for you. And in this way, when you're sharing it or you see that someone else has done it, you don't have to say, okay, well, I don't get the bus. I won't get the bus because her daughter had the bus and she did, you know, a tea party. You can still get the bus and have a paint party, or you can still get the bus and have a unicorn party. I feel like it alleviates some of the pressure that parents have when it comes to trying to be different, trying to do something post-worthy, and having to live up to whatever they envision it to be, and just having to, you know, make those lists, have the know-how, knowing what goes on the list and where to get this stuff, and to get it, you know, in a good amount of time because you don't want to do it the night before.
Well, you definitely answered my question, and like you hit the, nail on the head, because I feel that pressure as well as a parent. And, you know, my kids, their ages are from 13 to 1, about to be 2. And I was discussing with my husband, like,
my son is about to have a birthday party and he's 2 and they want to have it at this bouncy place or something. And I'm like, but he's not going to remember this. And I didn't even realize that we do have the pressures from social media and reality television and how competitive, like you were saying, the party industry is. And I just didn't realize it until you put it into that perspective. Like, yeah, it is. And that's what's happening. With that being said, as far as with your party bus, because you offer those different packages, are those customers reoccurring?
Well, I just celebrated my first year anniversary, so I haven't had any recurring passengers at this time. I'm hoping that I will, but it definitely is something that I hope to have and I expect to have, because I just recently updated my website, and one of the things that I had to update was the frequently asked questions. I've had parents say, you know, my daughter, you know, she's very girly and she would love the idea of a spa party, but she also likes to paint. She's very creative. And right now my answer to that is, because of the logistics of how we set things up for the party, we can't really do 2 themes. So, you know, this year choose a spa party, next year do a paint party. So we'll see what happens. But right now, because it's so new, I haven't had any recurring customers. What I have had is referral customers. I've had little girls that were at the party that were guests to a birthday party. Then when their birthday came, they wanted to have the party bus as well.
Gotcha. Word of mouth is always great, too.
Yes.
Definitely. With the party industry being so competitive, what are the differences between what you provide for your customers compared to your competition?
Well, I think that for me, having my background in elementary education, my experience, I have the tools and the knowledge that's needed to work with children. Everyone should not be in the business to work with children. And I feel like I'm very much experienced and skilled with working with children and working with their parents, because a lot of this planning process of the parties, I'm dealing with the parents. I feel like that's helpful that I have that background, and we have different things right now that, you know, just doing a little research, I know that we are the only people in our industry in this area as of right now that offer the live on-screen TV. The kids love that. That's basically a service that we offer where they're pretty much being videoed and seeing themselves on the big screen. And so, you know, right now it's pretty good that we are the only people offering that. The kids love it. We have it for both ages. And, I mean, definitely the little kids love it more, and they kind of go crazy behind it. That's one of the things that we offer. Also, as of right now, we're the only people in this girls' spa, you know, mobile party industry that's doing a personalized Snapchat filter for the older girls, because, of course, we have to appeal to the older crowd as well. Last but not least, Alexis, and this is probably most important for the parents, is that we offer the most affordable packages. I don't know if you read the About Us. Yeah, I know you started by telling me that you know, look into the business for your daughter. Because we want to create the lasting memories for the children, it's more important to have that than the financial gain. And it's kind of like, even with earlier, we were talking about how parents are feeling like they have to do so much and pressure for their children. A lot of times the kids don't want as much as the parents want it, because, you know, we are living in a society where you can do so much more, and things are always changing, especially with technology. A lot of this is, I wish I had this as a child. You know, I want to give a party to a little girl that I wish I could have had. Having them say, when is the bus coming back? You know, not wanting to get off the bus. Oh, no, you're leaving. I get pure satisfaction and joy from that. When I was teaching, the next school year, that the kids will come back by your classroom and, hey, Miss Kennedy, you know, that would make you feel good that they thought enough of you to come speak to you. But then, you know, and you see them in the cafeteria, you see them in the hallways here and there, but it's not until like later, like years later, you see them at the mall, or, you know, they want to send you a friend request on Facebook, or somehow they still want you to know that, you know, Miss Kennedy, you made an impact in my life. I can't have that now because I'm not teaching anymore, but I can have it with my girls on my bus, because I feel like they're going to remember this pink bus. They're going to remember me, and they had a good time. Right at that time, like when I was teaching those children, you know, you don't get the warm fuzzies until the next year they come back. So right now I feel like I'm going to get the warm fuzzies from this later. when these girls are grown women and they can say, oh, my goodness, I was on your bus for my 7th birthday, you know, or I'll never forget my 8th birthday party.
Right. So it's not, it's like you're getting instant gratification at that moment, but also, you know, in the long term, you're also going to get gratification as well because of that experience that they had on your bus provided by you. Do you think with your business that it's important to create a legacy?
I do. While I don't have children of my own, I do have a lot of nieces and a lot of little cousins, female cousins. So I want to be able to, I of course, expect my business to be successful, have positive thoughts, and I would love to leave this behind for them. I would love to expand my business, and right now my nieces help me, so I think it's important that they see their aunt working hard on a small business and knowing that a woman can do it, and just the whole, you know, women's empowerment, sisterhood, working together, and just knowing that, you know, it's okay if they want to work for someone. They can have a side hustle. They can make extra money, and just knowing that they can do things on their own, especially when it comes to being an entrepreneur. They don't necessarily have to take over the bus business. They may want to do something else, but I think it's important that I leave behind, you know, just number one, the confidence of knowing that they can do it. But yes, the legacy of knowing that they can have this business and work this business and hopefully do better with the business than I, you know, ever have.
Indeed. When you started this business, how much did it cost you?
Well, it didn't cost me. I had like a $10,000 budget, so I did not go over budget. I know that it could be different for different people depending on what kind of vehicle they're going to get, what kind of modifications they want to make to their vehicle, but I did not have a lot of money when I started. So I definitely think it can be done. I guess if, you know, if the question is for people who are interested in getting in the business, I didn't have, to me, a lot of money to work with.
So being that this is your, you know, you just went through a first year anniversary, is there anything that you may have done differently within that first year?
Well, the only thing I would have done differently is I do know that, you know, everything, the business started in July. That's when I launched the business. And, I mean, of course, I was doing some behind-the-scenes work. It started in the winter as I was looking for a bus around January, and then I purchased a bus in March. But everybody was very excited when they heard about the business. I got a lot of good words of encouragement, and everything went really well in the summer, the late summer, early fall. When winter came around, business got very slow, and I got very sad. And what I would have told myself now, or then, what I know now, is to just keep going, pick yourself up, stay positive. Eventually, you know, I got back to that when spring came, but in the winter, you know, I really kind of wasn't posting as much, and I was thinking, you know, I'm not booking any parties. What is going on? When I started this, everybody was so excited about it. I got more inquiries than I got bookings. People always called, and they were interested, and they would just never book, and I didn't really know what I was doing wrong, and I just kind of gave up. I just kind of stopped working it, you know, not being on the social media as much, not reaching out to people, not promoting and advertising. You know, like I said, I did eventually pick myself up, but if I could have changed anything, I would have stayed up. I would have stayed positive, and I would have stayed upbeat.
Gotcha. And speaking of advertisement, how do you advertise for your business now?
I use social media. That's what I norm. That's the main thing, is mainly social media, Facebook and Instagram. Now, I have gone to different festivals and community events where the bus is there. But again, I'm using social media to advertise that. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, Sugar and Spice Party Bus is a sponsor for a back to school drive. And I'm telling people about it on social media so that they can come, you know, if they need school supplies, or honestly, if they just want to see the bus, you know, if they don't even want to walk away with any school supplies, they have everything. But if they just want an opportunity to get up on the bus or see the bus in person because they are interested in booking it. But those type of events are good forms of advertising, because some people are coming because they know about other vendors. Some people are coming because they need school supplies. and they may not know the bus is going to be there, but they will see the bus and they'll learn about the bus.
Do you have a process when a potential customer comes to you just to make sure that they're a good fit as well as also covering their needs?
Well, I wouldn't say a good fit for the bus because, you know, I'm not really turning anybody away. But so far as fulfilling their needs, I definitely make sure they understand one of the biggest misconceptions that people have is that the bus is your traditional party bus, that it is going to, you know, go to different locations. So I always have to let people know, we come to you. The girls should already be there. We don't pick up the girls on the way. They get on the bus. They have the party. We have the party. And, you know, the bus stays parked. So that's the main thing that people need to know. That's always important for me to make it clear when I'm talking to people about the bus because I get a lot of calls and text messages, emails, where does the bus go? And then people think because it is a bus that we'll come to Virginia or Maryland, and we don't go out of state outside of, you know, right across the line since we're in Charlotte and we're on the border anyway, but, you know, like Fort Mill, close areas in South Carolina. But mainly, as I am trying to promote my business and I will be talking to people on Saturday, I want them to understand that, you know, this is the main thing with the bus. And so some people, you know, they don't understand. They're like, oh, that's not a party bus. I'm like, oh, no, there is definitely a party on the bus. It gets the party so good sometimes that they don't want to get off the bus. Also, that it is for girls ages 5 to 17, because I do get some adults, a lot of adults actually, that want to know if, you know, well, can you, do you have this for women too? Can we do this? And it, while it's flattering, I don't right now at this time think I'm staffed or could handle adults. And I don't really have any things for adults.
Yeah, I think I even asked you that.
yeah, but you're not the only one. I mean, a lot of people ask that. And at one time, in the beginning, I said 5 and up. So I never, you know, really clarified that. And like I said, we just revamped the website. And I did think initially, because I had so many women telling me in the beginning, oh, my gosh, this could be for women, too. And I thought about it. But I really, and at one point I said, you know, maybe in the near future we could do this. But right now I'm just saying just girls because I can't really think about how that's going to fit into the future as of right now. It could later, but one of the things that's important to me with adults is I would like for them to be able to travel around or go different places. And right now I just don't have any packages built for that or equipped for, you know, transporting them from one place to another.
What kind of goals do you have for your business that you're not afraid to, you know, tell everybody right now?
Well, my first goal is to be booked pretty much every weekend. I mean, I would probably want, you know, a weekend off here and there, but that's my first goal. This is to be booked every weekend. I would like to expand, meaning have another bus in the future. Right now, it's mainly myself and my very close family and friends helping me with the business. Like I said, I have a lot of nieces and they help out. So I know that before I get another bus, I would definitely have to have, you know, more people because I drive the bus. So, I mean, I can't drive two buses at one time, but I would like to have another bus. You know, I get so many questions about, do you come to this area? So it would be nice to have a bus in another area. I would like to have a service where, like, you know, this weekend we're doing the back-to-school drive and we're giving away school supplies on the bus. But I honestly would like to have an ongoing community drive. I don't know exactly what that looks like right now, but I know that I don't want to just give away things when it comes to back-to-school that one time a year. I want to be able to reach out to the less fortunate girls who maybe, you know, come from backgrounds where their parents can't even afford the lowest package that I have. But, you know, they deserve those spa experiences and paint parties and tea parties, too. So I would like to get to a point where my business can give back a lot more than, you know, what I am doing right now.
And in that industry, I'm not sure, but would it be like a franchise thing or would you have that? Like, I know you said you wanted another bus, but would you be open to a franchise, I guess, of party buses? I'm not sure if that works that way.
I have been asked that before, and I don't understand it as much. So I do, as of right now, I can say I would be interested in it. Someone else, from what I know about franchises, someone else would pretty much be running it, but I guess it would still fall under the same umbrella of rules. Right now, the only, you know, I just started out, so, you know, when you ask me this question, you know, I'm thinking down the line. I don't know how many years it would be before I even pick up another bus, but, because, I mean, of course, the business was still an expense to get going, but my main concern would be if someone else was to say, hey, you know, let's franchise, or I want to franchise this, and, you know, I'll get a bus and the sugar and spice. I would just want to make sure that they are going to, you know, uphold the same customer service standards that I have. That's my main thing, is that, you know, with the sugar and spice name on it, I want to make sure that whoever wants to buy into it feels the same way about delivering a service and not being so focused on making the money. Obviously, you go into business to make money, but what I'm saying is when you're dealing with parents and they are trying to make their children happy, their birthday is a really big deal. This is not a business that you can half step on or decide, you know, hey, I need to reschedule because XYZ happened. This is a little girl's birthday party that she's looking forward to. And, you know, I know from experience that disappointment is things a lot harder as a young child. When you get older, you kind of get used to disappointment. You know, you can deal with it. Dealt with so many different experiences with age, but children don't, you know, they don't really comprehend, or the disappointment doesn't go over well with them. I would be very careful about who wants to get into this business and why. What are their intentions? What are their goals? Do they think that they would actually have fun planning the parties as well as having the parties, not just making the money?
Great. And I want to end on that. But before I do end, I want to ask you this question, this last question. So,
okay.
With the experience that you have, and, you know, the successes and maybe even the failures and disappointments, what would you tell your 12-year-old self to do differently, if anything?
I would say in general, and this is definitely not just, you know, for the business, but I would tell my 12-year-old self, stop worrying so much about what other people think about you. Do your best. Do what's right. And be happy. And don't let your happiness depend on what other people's definition of happy is. And just letting people control your actions because you're so concerned with whether or not they like you, they accept you. That's what I would tell my 12-year-old self. You know, knowing what I know now as an adult, I would go back and say, don't worry about what other people think of that. And that's, you know, personal to me because I definitely worried a lot about what other people thought about me. And I want our girls on this bus to understand that they're having these parties in an intimate setting, their closest family and friends. Hopefully, you know, of course their family is going to be their family forever, but hopefully these friends will be friendships that they'll have forever. And just, you know, you can have a good time and have fun with these people that you know and you feel comfortable with. You don't have to worry about what other people are thinking about you. As long as you're having a good time and you're doing the right thing, because, I mean, you can always have a good time getting in trouble, but as long as you, you know, you are trying to live your best life, you don't have to worry about what other people think.
Hope you all enjoyed that interview with Sugar and Spice, the party bus. I'm so excited. Well, I was excited about doing it, and I was excited about presenting it all to you. But I just want to do a really quick 3 takeaways that you guys can get from this interview. So number one is what Joy decided to tell her 12-year-old self, which was stop worrying about what others think. And that's easier said than done. But if you could talk to your 12-year-old self, just imagine what you would say to yourself. And next takeaway from this is, and I didn't realize it, but when you're speaking to an expert in their industry, the party industry has become very competitive. Now you have these gender reveals and you have these themed parties that need to be bigger than last year. And she definitely explains more of that in the interview as well. Finally, the 3rd takeaway, I reached out to Joy and I wanted to ask her how her Saturday event went, and she said that it went great. So I wish her much success in this business and that she does expand like she wants to. And even with any of the failures, she definitely learns from them. Until we meet again, I hope you all have a great week.